This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When David Vitter and John Bel Edwards faced the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, there wasn't as much discussion of what they would each do as governor as there was talk about the campaign itself. Vitter was asked about Edwards' latest ad.
I failed my family 15 years ago. The good news is I asked for and received forgiveness.
The issue isn't just family, and it isn't just forgiveness. His performance of his public duties were compromised as well.
A question about trackers and private investigators opened the door for this exchange between the two candidates. Vitter first.
Part of what you're referring to is this silly coffee shop incident. That person in the coffee shop was doing nothing illegal, nothing different than trackers do to me and others all the time.
The guy that he was paying ran out of the coffee shop trying to delete information off of a recording device. He was spying on a sheriff.
That person was researching what I believe is an illegal scheme between a business associate and major donor of John Bel Edwards and a private investigator to pay for false testimony from witnesses against me. John Bel is acting holier than thou about so many things. He doesn't have a tracker. Well, the Democratic State Party has a tracker, John Bel. Oh, they're not working for you. Just like these groups like the Trial Lawyer Super PAC. Oh, you know, John Bel has nothing to do with that. Really?
When it suited you, you said they were working for Jay Darden. Now they're here working for me.
There's a rematch tonight at 7 on LPB and here on WRKF. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.